Very much looking forward to Level 3 with Lorne Bowles from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, Infratil, they seem to be making a really big move into medical infrastructure.
Yeah, that is true. This is local listed infrastructure investor. Gosh, say that quickly on the morning. Infratil, they announced another transaction yesterday. Now, Infratil's been pretty busy over the last 12 months. I mean, to some degree, they've been sort of redefining what the traditional view of what infrastructure represents. And I suspect many listeners out there will straight away picture roads and power lines and airports. And look, there still is exposure to that type of infrastructure within Infratil. They do have a shareholding in Trustpower and Wellington Airport. But yesterday we saw the announcement of further investment by Infratil into radiology. Now, medical infrastructure, Mike, this isn't the biggest deal we've talked about. The media release yesterday indicates an investment of between 30 and 60 million, but it highlights this current strategic direction of Infratil. Earlier this year, they invested into Pacific Radiology. That was a reasonably major transaction. So they bought a majority stake in what is the country's largest diagnostic imaging service. And that investment followed a move into the medical space in Australia with a purchase of majority stake in QScan, which is an Australian diagnostic imaging business. So Infratil and Pacific Radiology will partner up with Auckland Radiology, effectively creating an even larger nationwide business. Auckland Radiology, I believe, is the largest radiology provider in Auckland, 15 clinics scattered around the city. Infratil will own 50.1% of that combined platform. And what's interesting is this fits in with what they talk about are thematics. So the big picture that drives their capital allocation and those thematics for people out there, if you're interested where the professional investors are going, communications, digital infrastructure, decarbonisation and ageing population. So that's where they're putting their capital. The Infratil share price up 15 cents yesterday to $8.24, and that continues a very strong 12 months for Infratil. Last October, so 12 months ago, the share price was under $5. So Infratil shareholders pretty happy at the moment, I'd say.
Absolutely. Upcoming IPOs, Andrew, what's on the radar?
Yeah, look, Mike, it's been a sort of pretty busy time for capital raisings and mergers and acquisition activity in New Zealand. COVID hasn't dampened spirits too much at all in that sector. Lots of deals going on. I just wanted to quickly highlight a number of the businesses where an IPO or a listing has been rumoured or sort of talked about, and we'd love to see more businesses on the local exchange. So there have been media reports regarding Crimson Education. That's the business started by Jamie Beaton, a young Kiwi studying at Harvard. Crimson originally helped New Zealand students to gain entry into Ivy League and other prestigious US universities. It's expanded into other areas. Got a lot of high-profile investors, Sir Stephen Tindall, Sir John Key, Julian Robertson. I think the IPO here is unlikely. Beaton seems to be watering down expectations of that. 2 Degrees, that's been going on for months and months, but they have recently appointed or announced a board for the listed company, but no definitive dates yet. But the most interesting that's popped up on the radar recently is Vulcan Steel. Now, Vulcan's a New Zealand-based steel distribution business. It operates in New Zealand and Australia. There's talk that this business could list at a value of around $1 billion. Now, that would list on both the NZX and the ASX. That seems to be the most likely to happen. Mid-October for more details on that one, I believe. So plenty still going on in the capital markets in New Zealand, Mike.
Give us some numbers, Andrew.
Yeah, right. So the market giving up a little bit of the gains that we saw on Friday. So the Dow Jones currently at 33957, so down 368 points, just over 1%. The S&P 500, 4285, down 71, which is about 1.6%. And the Nasdaq hits a little bit harder, down 2.3%, 14,224, down 342 points. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 7011, down 16. The Nikkei, 28,444, down 326. Shanghai Composite, 3568. That's not changed. I believe they're on holiday. The ASX 200, 7278, up 93 yesterday. That's a 1.3% gain. The NZX 50 gained 58 points yesterday, 13,337 on the currencies. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6964, 0.9558 Aussie, 0.5993 euro, 0.5120 pounds, 77.23 yen. Gold, $1,768.63. And Brent crude above $80, $81 and 71 cents.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.